Do you have a defined benefit pension and have been offered a lump sum instead of the guaranteed income and you're not sure what to do? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everybody. My name is Marty Becker. Welcome to episode number 83. I am the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies to help you make the right decision the first time. Now, I recently had a conversation with a potential client, which is normally where I get the majority of my content for this podcast. And we were talking about if he should take the lump sum buyout that he was offered from his corporation for his defined benefit pension, or if he should take the lifetime guaranteed income. Now, those of you that have been listening to this podcast for a while know that my background is actually in firefighting and paramedicine, and the whole reason I'm even in this industry and even making these type of podcasts is because I lost my defined benefit pension back in around 2008. They changed our whole system from a guaranteed lifetime income after a certain number of years to a 457, which is kind of like the government's version of a 401k plan. And at the time, I was 27 or 28 years old when that happened. But even back then, I knew that depending on the stock market performing in a certain manner, 30 years in the future wasn't a good retirement strategy. I took about 7 years to research all kinds of different strategies and opportunities that were available. And luckily, I came across this book about the life insurance industry, which eventually led me to annuities. Now, income annuities are the only thing out there that really mimic a defined benefit pension. There is no other financial product that has a contractual guarantee for a lifetime income, no matter how long you live. Now, it used to be really hard to compete with these defined benefit plans throughout the years when I used to get these type of phone calls because these pension plans promised so much to their members. But it's because of that overpromising that most of these pensions are starting to become insolvent. Because I have several clients right now who have defined benefit pensions and have already had their benefits cut due to mismanagement and overpromising. And you know, these aren't like just some small independent business pension plan. These are massive, massive pension plans, most of them having billions of dollars inside of them, and they still became insolvent. So here's a list of some of the largest pension plan collapses in U.S. history. And again, these aren't little rinky-dink plans. Look at United Airlines that collapsed in 2005, $7.4 billion was in there, had almost 124,000 members of that pension. And the interesting thing is if you're looking at this list, United Airlines, Bethlehem Steel, US Airways, LTV Steel, Delta, Pan Am, TWA, these for some reason are all airline and steel companies. I'm not sure what that's about. But these pension plans, once they became quote insolvent, they get turned over to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is technically a private organization. Okay, it's a private company, but its own solvency has been called into question because in 2021, with the passage of the American Rescue Plan Act, the PBGC for short, Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, received $97 billion of taxpayer money to help it shore up all of its shortfalls. So that's not great because the bailout system needed a bailout. However, even though these pension plans have gotten the bailout, there still is a limit to what will be covered once the guarantee corporation takes over the plan, okay? So most of these members are going to see or had seen a reduction in their promised benefits. Now, the most recent defined benefit pension plan failure was this company called United Furniture Industries. This was in 2024. And this was following a sudden shutdown and bankruptcy. So the company abruptly fired all of its workers via text and email in late 2022. That's kind of brutal. The pension plan was officially terminated in 2024. So the Guarantee Corporation, Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, stepped in to take over the plan and pay the guaranteed benefits. Now, many workers were left with less than what they expected because, again, the PBGC is only going to cover a certain amount of what you originally promised by your company. So the reason this case is notable is because it affected hundreds of workers throughout Mississippi, North Carolina, and California, and it highlights how a sudden corporate collapse can really leave these people who have been promised this and were depending on this retirement plan to get them through the rest of their retirement and the rest of their lives. So these defined benefit pension plans are really like trusting someone else to drive your retirement bus. And the problem is, we don't really know what that person is doing up there, okay? Most of these are mismanaged, so you're kind of wondering, how long does this guy run this thing? How long has he been driving a bus? Does he even know what he's doing? Has he been drinking? Was there some hidden agenda to drive the bus off the cliff? So the company doesn't have to worry about this liability anymore. So you really just don't know. But annuities are like buying your own car, okay? We just need to make sure it's from a reliable dealer. Now, if you have a federal pension, you know, you're probably going to be okay because the federal government's just going to keep printing more money and taxing people to shore up those pension funds, okay? I'm not judging. You have a pension through the government, good for you. That's awesome. But if you're getting ready to take a pension from a private company or a union, then we probably need to have a conversation. And the reason I say that is because I'm going to give you this real life example regarding this conversation I just had with this potential client last week. Here are kind of the demos on this person. 64-year-old, 59-year-old spouse. The husband, which is who I spoke with, has a corporate pension with a huge corporation that you would know the name. Now, the pension that he was being offered does not have a COLA, a cost of living adjustment. So he was planning to work 2 more years. His wife actually has a government pension with a COLA. Now, the husband was offered a $350,000 lump sum buyout, or he could take $2,000 per month, $24,000 per year, when he retires for a single life payout, meaning he can get the money, but if something happens to him, nothing else goes to his spouse. Obviously, that's not a great idea when you're married. Wife would not be happy. Or he could take $1,900 per month, so $100 a month reduction, to have a 50% survivorship for his wife. So he's going to get a little less money, obviously not a lifestyle change, $100 a month less. But when something happens to him, and he's a little bit older, and guys tend to go first anyway, when or if something happens to him, his wife's income that she would get from his pension would drop to $950 per month. She's going to take a pay cut at his passing. And if something happens to the both of them, there is no death benefit payout to any type of contingent beneficiaries. So what we did was we just did a logical apples to apples comparison, okay? We looked at a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider from an A-rated company that would be deferred for 2 years. Now, that was going to pay him a joint income, joint lifetime income of $2,240 per month or almost $27,000 per year. So right out of the gate, he's getting $240 more per month with the annuity, or $340 more if he chose that 50% survivorship from the pension. Let's just take everything else away that I talked about earlier with all the pension funds collapsing, because I don't ever want to make people think I'm trying to sell on fear and scare them into a decision. But let's just take a logical look at the numbers here. Again, just an apples to apples comparison. So right out the gate, he's getting $240 more per month. Again, that's not a lifestyle change, but in retirement, for most people, every dollar counts. The other thing is, now, because it's a joint lifetime income with a contractual guarantee from an A-rated life insurance company who issues annuities, there would be no income reduction for his wife if and when something happens to him. Right there, that's huge. Why have your spouse take a pay cut when there's an option to not let that happen? And in a lot of ways, this is a safer plan with these insurance companies. This is what they do. The other big benefit is, God forbid something happens to both of them at the same time, there would be a death benefit for kids or a charity or some type of contingent beneficiary. There would be a death benefit available until all of that money was paid back in income. So the $350,000 that we were looking at paying into it, all of that $350,000 would be paid back in income, and what hasn't been would be passed on as a lump sum death benefit. And of course, this would be guaranteed again for both of their lives. In this particular case, I cannot see a valid reason not to take the lump sum and fund the income annuity. Okay, every case is going to be different, but even if the incomes were exactly the same, just the fact that there's no income reduction for the spouse and there's going to be a guaranteed death benefit, God forbid, if something happens to the both of them. So again, if you have a corporate pension, you need to ask yourself the question, would you rather trust your old boss to pay you forever or just go out and buy your own paycheck from a highly rated life insurance company that's going to be guaranteed for life? Now, if you have a corporate pension and you've been offered a lump sum buyout, you know, the smart thing to do is just get a comparison done. We can run the numbers and just figure out who's going to pay you the most money. And if you have one of these government pensions, again, I wouldn't be worried about having to take reductions and all that stuff. Even with Social Security, I have people tell me that all the time. Oh, Social Security is going to get slashed. I would be willing to bet a lot that they will never cut Social Security benefits because no politician is going to vote for that openly in public. So I think we're going to be fine. It's going to be the same thing with the government pensions. However, if you want to see what the option would be for your spouse to not take a reduction or to have a guaranteed death benefit along with your guaranteed lifetime income, okay, then we at least need to have a conversation to run the numbers. It either makes sense or it doesn't. No harm, no foul. And you can do that by going to atlasannuity.com, booking a short Zoom call with me, and we'll do the same thing that I did with this person. We'll do a side-by-side, no opinion, no hype, apples-to-apples, verifiable comparison. Now, if you're new to annuities and you just happen to stumble across this video, I would highly recommend you go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, because that'll give you a really good idea how annuities work and how you implement them into a retirement strategy. And as always, if you're watching this and you like the material, please do us a favor because it helps us get more exposure. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Give us a thumbs up or a like and share the information with somebody that you think could benefit from hearing it. Thank you for joining me. Again, my name is Marty Becker. This has been episode number 83 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. We're wishing you all the best in your financial education.